Jane is on Twitter.
You can tweet her at This Is SJ King.
All right, now, there is no getting away from it. AI or artificial intelligence is impacting the future of virtually every industry and every human being. And it seems that that even includes life coaching. According to a 10-month study at the Stellenbosch University Business School, a digital coaching chatbot called Coach Vicky helped people to achieve their goals twice as fast as a control group attempting to reach their goals on their own. It even revealed that Vicky was just as effective as human coaches. So are digital coaches like Vicky the future? Could it be that in 10, 20 years' time, professional life coaches, even therapists and counsellors, could be obsolete and we simply access life support at the touch of a button? Let's find out. Ovici, apologies. To find out, let's welcome Coach Vici's creator, Dr. Nikki Terblanche. She's a lecturer and researcher in leadership coaching at the University of Stellenbosch Business School. Dr. Terblanche, welcome. Great to have you with us this morning. Just explain what Vici is and where you came up with Vici.
Good morning, Sarah Jane, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, it's a bit of an interesting background. I'm actually an electronic and software engineer by training. And then I became curious about psychology and helping people, reach their goals and live a more fulfilled life. So the switch from machines to people. But I've always looked for a way to integrate the two again. And when artificial intelligence became hyped again and, you know, topical through the fourth industrial revolution and so on a few years ago, I decided, well, let me go and put these two skill sets of mine together and see what I can find out. And I decided then to create an artificial intelligence coach and basically to put it to the test, because there's a lot of hype and misunderstanding about artificial intelligence in general. And I wanted to physically create something and do research to see how good or how bad it really is. And that's how Coach Vici came about.
And so just explain how it works. What does one do?
Yeah, so artificial intelligence obviously takes many forms. In this case, it is the shape of what we call a chatbot. Now, a chatbot is basically a computer program that tries to mimic human conversation. In our case with Coach Vici, it is a text-based conversation. So it would be the same as going onto WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger and having a conversation, but instead of having a conversation with a human on the other end, it would be Coach Vici. So Coach Vici would respond, ask you questions, and interpret what you are saying and in a coaching manner.
And just the results have been, I mean, I think absolutely extraordinary. And I'd love you to explain why you think that is. As I said in the intro, Vici helped people to achieve their goals twice as fast as a control group attempting to reach their goals on their own. So that's with no support. But also that Vici was as effective as human coaches. I mean, there's life coaches in Cape Town quaking in their boots, surely.
I must put their minds to ease, at ease. It's not they will have jobs for a foreseeable future. And why? And let me explain to you. It is actually quite remarkable findings. So what we did was, first of all, I collaborated with a group of UK researchers in coaching. We did a first 10-month study where we took human coaches to coach an experimental group, and there was a control group who didn't get the human coaching, so about 100 in each. And we tested four things. We tested goal attainment of the groups, resilience, stress, and general well-being over a period of 10 months. So the human coaches, they gave one coaching session over a period of 6 months, and then we assessed every month. So obviously, no surprise, the people that had human coaches excelled in all four of those aspects. Then we said, okay, compared to the control group. And then we said, okay, well, let's repeat the experiment with Coach Vici. But now, importantly, Coach Vici, AI is not very good at the moment. It's not as intelligent and clever as people think.
Right.
It can do one thing really well and not a lot else. You know, so if you take a self-driving car, for example, it's remarkable technology, but that self-driving car can't make you a cup of coffee in the morning, right? So it can do one thing really well. So then we transferred this experiment to Coach Vici, and we repeated the experiment again with two groups. But in that experiment, we found that Coach Vici, that was programmed only to do goal attainment, it was programmed using goal theory, was only able to help people improve their goal attainment. It was not able to help them with resilience and stress and well-being.
Right.
In other words, AI is good in the one thing that it's programmed to do, but it cannot, in the moment, interpret and deviate and do something else. And that's why I think coaches are generally safe going forward. It's just for us to figure out how to use this specific application of AI where it matters.
Where do you think AI, in that regard, and on the basis of the results that you attained, where do you think AI is headed most usefully in this area in the future? Will it be, and you say that, you know, life coaches need not sort of pack up and head to the Maldives now and it's all over, or not the Maldives at all, but where will it be? A collaborative thing? Will it be, will one sort of support and benefit and complement the other?
I think that is generally where AI at the moment is heading. So let me just take a step back and just briefly explain to the listeners AI, the different types of AI.
Yeah.
You get artificial narrow intelligence, artificial general intelligence, and then artificial super intelligence. Now, artificial narrow intelligence is what Coach Vici is an example of, or a self-driving car. It can do one thing that a human does really, really well, maybe even better than a human, but it can't do anything else apart from that. Now, artificial general intelligence and super intelligence, where intelligence is as good as a human or better than a human, does not exist currently, and we don't have the technology for it. We probably won't see it in our lifetimes,
right.
A lot of the experts say. So we focus on artificial narrow intelligence, and in that sense, I think in this coaching application, I see a few applications for it. First of all, a coach could use artificial intelligence to support their own coaching. You know, life coaching is quite expensive. If you take it into the corporate, it's even more expensive. So what if you have something like Coach Vici that can help you in between your coaching sessions? Or you can give Coach Vici to people who can't afford coaching generally by expanding the market. But then they might like the idea of coaching so much that they might actually reach out to human coaches for the more superior service. So I think AI can support coaches, but also expand the market by exposing people to the service who would normally not be in touch with it.
Yeah, for sure. It's absolutely fascinating. If you want to find out more, you can go to the website, which is Coach Vici, VICI.com. Coach Vici is the brainchild of Dr. Nikki Terblanch. It's been fantastic to have you with us this morning, Dr. Nikki. Thank you so much for explaining an area that I have previously found rather baffling, but putting it in terms that I understand. I think it's absolutely incredible, fascinating stuff. Thanks so much, Dr. Nikki Terblanch, senior lecturer and head of the MPhil in management coaching at the University of Stellenbosch Business School.